the week's one Brian Thomas item is an injury. In Tuesday's joint practice with Tampa Bay, Thomas went up for a 40-yard pass from Trevor Lawrence, came down on his shoulder, and was sidelined for the remainder of the session, per Carlos Sanchez at Black and Teal, an account corroborated the same day by Riley Orovitz at WRF. Liam Cohen moved quickly to lower the temperature. His post-practice read, per Orovitz at WRF, "I think he's all right. Holding him out was smart, keep him out, and then get him going for Cleveland." Sanchez reports Thomas is expected to be ready for the season opener against the Browns. What no source offers is anything past that. There is no report of Thomas practicing after Tuesday, and with no regular season injury report yet in existence, there is no team designation to lean on. The attributable ceiling is Cohen's own words. Thomas then sat Friday's 19-0 finale win over the Buccaneers along with all of Jacksonville's starters, per John Oser at the team's website. Worth being precise here, the frontliners were resting regardless, and no source connects his seat to the shoulder. Either way, the ledger our last episode predicted is now final. Thomas finished the preseason with 0 game snaps. Sunday's cutdown did not touch his role. The receivers cut, Trevor Peña and Michael Wortham, were depth beneath him, and he is a projected starter in Oser's roster breakdown. Our last episode asked 2 things. Whether Thomas would take finale snaps against expectations, no. And whether the reports would keep him as the primary target once Parker Washington returned. That second question inverted. Washington came back Tuesday, and it was Thomas who came off the field. Sanchez's account of that session has Washington tentatively as the number one target, and the rookies Josh Cameron and CJ Williams taking plenty of reps, with Thomas's name in the injury paragraph instead. Back in June, we previewed Thomas as the widest range of outcomes we cover. A near 1,300-yard rookie season against a year two collapse with a catch rate under 50%, and said the answer needed game reps. The practice ledger had been stacking on the rookie version side all camp. It stopped stacking Tuesday, and the game ledger stayed empty to the end. The first real evidence now arrives against Cleveland. We'll be watching his shoulder and his usage as that game gets close. Data via NFL Verse.